Welcome back, everybody. It is episode 167, Chip. What are you laughing
at? Nah, cracking up because the guest is warming up on the stairs, bouncing around.
Yeah. All right, everybody, welcome Husnain Asif. Jeez. Hey. Mate, that was an athletic job.
Do your fucking ankle in or...
How are you?
Good, bro. How are you?
I'm so excited to have you on, you know. It has to be said that Proddy, from very early, was like, we need to get him on. He's going to have mad stories. And I said, just wait, because he's just going to keep going. Yeah. And I feel like you haven't stopped.
And I'm already predicting that 100% never happened in the comment section as well.
Oh, yeah,
when
yeah.
This goes out.
I spoke about that on one of your things where people kept saying, oh, it's like Japheth in between us, but then you posted proof.
Yeah, because I've only ever done one podcast before this.
Really?
And then I realised like the people who watch podcasts are like those ones that just sit at home and don't believe anything.
Yeah.
There will be a lot of that.
So anything I say, I've got the evidence anyway.
Go on your TikTok page. Yeah. And because the one that we were talking about was something that happened in Ibiza, right?
Is it Ibiza?
Where everyone was like, that never happened.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that an unbelievable story.
What was that one? Can you explain the story of what happened?
He doesn't know it.
Oh, so basically it was COVID in lockdown. So I was in Ibiza and Ibiza Rocks Hotel, like you couldn't get in. So we had to sneak in there. We were hiding in these girls' hotel room that we met and we were pouring water on people from the balcony. And then some Spanish locals called the police on us. They were braying on our door and the girls were like, oh, we're naked. Like, don't come in. And then like, get dressed and open the door. So me and my mate went in the balcony and we were going to climb over in the next room. And as soon as I was about to go over, I see the police guy's already gone through the next room and he's popped his head around the door. He's like, get inside now. So I went out inside, opened the front door. He smacks me around the front of my head, puts me on the floor, puts me in cuffs, takes me straight into the car. When I'm sat in the car, a fight breaks out and all the police start getting distracted in front of the car. Some like fellow he walks past. I'm like, help me out, because obviously you know that like, brown and brown communication. And he just opens the car door, I grab my phone and I run. And while I'm running down, I look behind me, the policeman just started beating him up with a baton.
Oh my. You know what's going to be? If you stop that story at you getting smacked as you walk out the hotel room, I'd be there like, yeah, okay, cool. And then just the last bit's mental.
Did you have the cuffs on still?
No, so when they put me in the car, for some reason they took the cuffs off, which is why no one would believe the story, but they just put the cuffs off and put me in the back of the car. And then I just ran and I was on this random motorway in Ibiza, like on my own with no shoes on or anything. Because when they arrested me, I had no shoes on.
Fuck, so you just got away with it?
Yeah, I just got away
with it. And did they never... They never chase it up?
No,
and
because I didn't have my passport on me or anything. They were asking me for it and I was just pretending I was like drunk and I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
Oh, mate. So when that sort of thing, and then obviously you go and post these videos, do you get worried that they're going to like contact you afterwards? Obviously, it's not that big of a deal, so they probably can't be asked.
I mean,
but
like, if it's in the UK, then I'm a bit more like skeptical on it. But like, I just did one in Walmart, but I waited till I came back to England when I posted it. I was like, if they sue me, like,
yeah,
they're not gonna take me all the way back to America, get me done.
Is that the one where you're just crashing into random people in the trolleys?
I haven't posted that on TikTok yet, but there's a loads of shit in Walmart that happened.
Really?
They tried to arrest me for drinking a bottle of water.
Without paying for it?
Yeah, like I drank it and then I just left it on the side. And then when I went out, like, they'd waited for me to leave because we were already pissing about in there. And he was like at the entrance, be like, oh yeah, we saw you drink this. You know, you have to pay for it. I was like, I'll pay for it. He went, nah, it's too late now. Get in the office. Like, we're going to contact the police. And I just ran out.
Mate, are you banned from any countries?
Dubai.
Is it just Dubai that you've been?
Dubai.
That doesn't surprise me. I feel like they're
Dubai
strict.
Is just UAE, innit?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go anywhere near that.
Why'd you get banned from there?
Because I called the Burj Khalifa Mia Burj Khalifa.
What? Whilst you were there?
I posted it while I was there, but it didn't blow up till I left.
Oh, thank fuck, man. So that could have been a lot.
Like, so wait, is that something that... What, did you just say it as like a joke on TikTok or what?
A joke on my Instagram caption. I called them Burj Khalifa Mia Burj Khalifa, and I don't know how one day I woke up and had like 500 plus comments on my Instagram post. And it was all these like Arabic influencers. And they were like reposting me their story, being like, he shall be struck with an iron fist. And
what?
And I was like, what the fuck? What? Like, as if someone came to the UK and called Big Ben, Bell and Ben. Yeah. No one would give a fuck, but they're like so patriotic and passionate about this building. That's not even like...
It's not like a historic meaning.
Yeah, it's just a tall building. Like, and then, yeah.
Wow.
So if I go back, I'll get arrested because the police then... posted photos on my social media on their Twitter and it was like this massive phrase in Arabic. I was like, if you see this guy, report him to this link.
What?
And I thought it'd be all dead and done under the water. And then I went to a restaurant in Manchester called Ribeye Steakhouse. And a girl who worked there was like, oh, I live in Dubai. I saw you on the news.
Oh, my God.
And like, there just was photos of your social media. So I knew from then, I was like, fuck that. And then you just keep hearing these stories, don't you, about people like Fredo's just been sentenced.
Yeah, you get nicked for Nish
for 5 years. But he's got let off lightly for Dubai.
Because did you see the guy, obviously you got that famous story about the bloke with the vape in the background, and he's doing like 25 years, and Fredo
only got five because he's probably performed there.
So wait, has he actually got to do it? The 5 years?
I think he's appealed it, but I doubt they're going to. I don't know, he's got
power over it.
Yeah. Oh shit, man. It scares me going over to that country because I feel like I'd just do one small thing and I'm fucked.
But I'm glad that that happened because I think if that never happened, I would have went then, done something else and not realised the consequences.
Yeah, and then you would have been actually
fucked.
Because
they do not
fucked.
Fuck around there, man.
So it was like probably a blessing in disguise. But I really want to go to Thailand and I know you have to stop off in Dubai, don't you?
Do you?
That's how Cas Crosley got arrested.
Oh, for doing gear.
Wait, who?
Yeah, that was funny. The Love Islander, there's like the video of her snorting packet on a yacht or something. And so what happened was she done that. It went viral when she wasn't even in the country. Or maybe they just waited for her. I can't remember. Anyways, she was then doing a stop off layover to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
3 years later.
And they've grabbed her.
Just, she was going to Thailand and she did a stop off in Dubai and they put her in jail in Dubai.
Did they release her or what?
Yeah. Why did she get away with it? Was she just proper cooperative or something? I'm shocked that she got... She could have said it was anything though, to be fair.
I think that was the thing. There was no way for them to actually prove that it was
she
bad.
She did admit it though, which is why they respected her and they let her off.
Oh. So what was the reasoning? You got so pressed about making that joke then? Is it a religious thing?
Yeah, but they don't approve of her anymore. They've like banished her.
I figured it out that their leader was named after the Burj Khalifa. And if you've ever went to Dubai, you've seen his face.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like Kim Jong-un, mate. Like,
it's on billboards and shit, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. That would make sense.
That is. Yeah, but you're saying you want to go to Thailand. I'm pretty sure that you could get a direct BA flight to Thailand though.
From England?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
With the amount of backpackers and them lot that are doing that same trip every year.
Maybe.
I'm sure of it.
I'm sure there'll be a couple of people.
You should go out there, though, because I was saying earlier.
I'll search your flights.
Here we go. We'll book you a flight live on the pod now, mate.
We'll get you there.
Here we go.
What day is it today?
Well, just put any day, mate.
Any day.
A bit 7th.
We're trying to get you out, right?
Let's see. Can you make it to Thailand? I'm telling you, the content out in Thailand would be gold.
Direct. If you untick
that's Doha, though.
No, there is.
Untick one stop and two stop on the left, and there's direct flights.
Yeah.
They're about $5,000. Though.
But you can stop at France if not.
1.2K. Yeah. 1.5K. Oh, right. There you go. Yeah. Now you're good to go.
Get yourself over there, man. I reckon you would wreak Thailand. What's been your favorite place that you've been to just in terms of like filming content? And because America's got to be a goldmine.
Yeah, America. But I never ever thought I'd ever go there. When I did and I went to all the states and stuff, it was just unreal.
Well, how long were you there for? You were there for a while.
2 months.
Shit. Just like going everywhere.
Yeah.
You went,
obviously, I met Sugar Mama in Dubai. This all links together. I met Sugar Mama in Dubai. She lives in Texas. So then... She said to me that she was going to fly me out of Texas. And I always thought I'd get stopped at border control. I did get stopped and they questioned me and everything. They asked me stuff. Have I ever thought of blowing anything up as soon as I got to Texas?
No.
Yeah.
At the border?
Yeah, at the border. So when I went, before I went to America, everyone's like, you're brown, you're going to get stopped. And I was like, I'm sure it's not that obvious, right? So I landed in Texas, obviously the worst state I'd probably go to. Got there, they were asking everyone questions in front of me. I was probably listening, went there, my turn, answered the questions the same way everyone else did. He just looks at me, looks at my passport and shouts, hard inspection. Someone comes and I was like, thinking like, are they going to put a finger up my ass or whatever? Took me in this back room and he was like, sit down, no phones. I looked around me, there was Mexicans, he's in Indians, all cornered in one room. Obviously they just picked and selected all the brown people. Took me into a room when it was my turn. I looked at the side of the TV, heard Donald Trump playing on the wall. I was like, yeah, fuck this, they're not going to let me in. He looked at all my stuff on my passport, asked me if I've ever thought of blowing anything up, stuff like that. I've actually recorded it. I've got secret videos.
Oh, how do you keep recording? Like, your whole life is recorded.
Because no one's going to believe it if I don't.
Yeah.
And then he goes, where have you been before this? And he looks and he sees IB for four times in a year. And two Americans, if you travel to IB for you're rich and you've got loads of money and you're legit.
Oh, really?
Because obviously it's long flight
it's a big
for them.
Thing for them.
Yeah. So he looked at that and was like, all right, yeah, fine. Give me my passport and let me go.
Oh shit!
And then I went and still.
So you said you saving this content now, and you don't post it when you're there because there's a good chance that if you like recording in like that immigration bit will get
you. Yeah, especially the immigration shit. I probably wouldn't post it unless I was done with traveling to America.
Yeah,
because that would stay with them.
Who was you going to see? You said Sugar Mama.
Yeah,
like an
actual Sugar Mama.
So what is you got to explain the Sugar Mama story then? So you said you met her in Dubai.
Yeah, I've got a YouTube video on it, like literally bumping into her outside. She's just sat outside a hotel. I bump into her and she's actually on the phone with one of her boyfriends at the time.
Yeah.
And then I was like, are you staying in this hotel? Because we got rejected from a club and the hotel was right next to it and there was a party going on in the penthouse. So I was like, are you staying in here? She was like, yeah, why? And I was like, oh, because there's a party and then I'm trying to sneak in. And she was like, oh, hell yeah, and I'm coming. Put the phone down and her boyfriend linked me and then we went in and then I just stayed with her. Like after that, the rest is history.
That's shit, mad. And so then did she fly you over there? She paid for your flight?
Yeah, she paid for my flights.
Those texts are mad.
How old is this woman?
She's about 38. She's got two kids now. And what she used to do, right, I hope she doesn't see this.
She
flew me out of Texas, her baby daddy would come and she'd randomly book me like a motel in the middle of some suburban Texas town for like 2 days and just leave me there while her baby daddy was at hers and then come and get me.
Oh, my God.
So like them videos when you see I'm just like walking around a random American town, like seeing the school buses and that's because she just left me in like some random town where I don't know where I am.
Are you like her toy boy then?
Yeah, basically.
And do you pork her?
Yeah.
Really?
Mate, she's like Cardi B. She like goes 3 rounds in one night.
Oh, she shags me.
Them black Americans are raj, mate. Like, they don't hold back. It's kind of sexy, though.
I thought that's wild. So you're over in, so you just came back. You said, have you just been over there for 2 months?
Yeah.
So whereabouts did you go over there?
So she flew me to Texas. Then I flew to Miami on my own. And then from Miami, I went to New York. And then New York, I went to Vegas, then LA, then LA to Chicago. And then
she did the full thing.
All the main states I want to go.
Is she paying for all this?
No, she paid up until Texas, right? And she thought I was going home, but I didn't tell her I was going to stay.
Yeah.
And then when I went to Miami, she was so pissed off because she took me to the airport thinking I'd gone back to London. I landed in Miami. And she had a go at me, but then I was just like, I like played the innocent actor. I was like, oh, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm lost. And she's like, she booked me hotels in Miami for like a week. And then after that, like, private story on my Snapchat about me taking the piss with this older woman saying I've met a new sugar mama, and she saw it, and then she didn't speak to me for the rest of the trip while I was in America.
No.
But as soon as I got back to England, she messaged me, so we're all sweet now.
Back in the good books, ready for the next trip over there.
I thought you went to America for the Squid Game thing.
Was in the UK.
They filmed last year
in January.
Oh wait, mate, so it's fucking ages ago.
Yeah, they didn't put it out for like 11 months.
Shit, man. When I saw you on there, I was thinking, because they all did audition tapes, but you didn't do one, did you?
Did a tape? No.
No, that's so they
when you asked me on the tape,
you.
No. And then they rang me. Oh, and then messaged my manager as well. So.
Yeah, they must have. I think maybe they're thinking, we need someone in there who's going to cause a fucking
think I'd get on, to be honest. I thought they'd look at my social media and just say, no.
Yeah.
But then what happened was my account got banned just before I went on the show when they were doing social media checks.
Oh, no.
That would have worked out then, right?
So then, obviously, I didn't realize this till I got off the show, but my TikTok got banned when they were doing the social media checks. Mm-hmm. So they cleared me and everything, let me on the show. Soon as I got out, my TikTok came back like 2 weeks later. And then before they put the show out, they basically called me and made me private like 80% of my videos just before the show went out.
Oh, really? That doesn't surprise me.
And I was like, what? I couldn't believe it. Like, how controlling.
Did you get paid to go on the show?
No.
Okay.
The prize money was $4.5 million. That was the win.
And was it a winner takes all situation?
That was one
of the big things that popped up on my For You page. But I watched your video of you sort of explaining the situation with that American frat boy that had me in.
Bro,
I loved it, man.
We were me and my missus were watching it. We was like, oh my God, I fucking see him all over TikTok. So you were like the only UK guy in there, and that frat boy was jarring.
Cocky little
What was that whole sort of filming thing like is it as good as it seems to watch it?
The experience is absolutely unbelievable. Like, it was meant like it's once in a lifetime, innit? You wake up in a dorm full of hundreds of people, like
that's so
4 million, like you're competing. So I don't think they showed it as good as they should have. They made it more about the games, but everyone knows the games. Like, there was so much shit that went down, backstabbing, drama, everybody like fucking each other over. And they just made it more about the games, which I thought was shit. But what I couldn't believe is like how much they can manipulate and edit and like make it look like something's happening when it's not. Because they made it look like I answered the phone, and if you watch it back, you'll see they flip my face. It looks like I'm facing the frat boy and talking to him, getting him to answer the phone, but I didn't even approach him.
Really?
But if you watch it, it looks like
they flipped the whole thing.
Like, they flipped my face, and so it looks like I'm facing that way. Yeah,
wow,
they're smart with it. You know?
I know which side of my face is facing. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I was like, that looks weird. And I was like, I didn't speak to him. But yeah, like the proper sneaky, the way that you could do it. But what can you do?
Because I was seeing there was loads of stitches too. Because that bit where you do go out and it's about being picked up, everybody was there like, you should have done this or you should have done that. And even when I was watching it, I was there like, oh, if I was this, I would have done something completely different. But I think in the moment, it's pretty much impossible.
And everyone in there hated me. Like, no one trusted me. Yeah. And I don't think you realize about 5 people went to answer the phone and they were like holding it like this and they were about to pick it up, but they just didn't, because everyone was screaming no. And when other people answered the phone as well, but whenever they answered the phone and no one cared, like they're all doing their own thing, carrying on their conversations. As soon as I answered that phone, the room went quiet. Oh, everyone was hovering over their balconies like... I was just destined to not win that one.
This is a weird question, right? But you know how you mentioned you were like waking up and there's hundreds of people in a room.
Yeah.
Are you actually getting a decent night's sleep?
Yeah, because they deprive you from healthy food. You're like starving, like you're weak energy. And then they make you do all these challenges that mentally drain you, that by the night that everyone's so tired that they just got to sleep.
Really?
No one's like trying to wake anyone up or anything.
I was thinking like at night people would be playing like little pranks.
No, mate, especially the red light, green light, that's harder than any military work or anything I've ever seen in my life. Like, I don't believe anyone's been put through anything like that ever.
Mate, but that looks so easy.
No, I knew though, like when I passed it, I was like, I was saying to everyone, you realise on TV they're going to show that like it was 10 minute job.
Yeah.
We were there for about, I was there for 7.5 hours. I think it went on for about 8.5.
What
so each freeze, when the sound went and you froze, each freeze was around 45 minutes long.
Why?
So that girl that's doing
she was squatting.
She wasn't squatting for about 10 seconds like this looked like on TV. She was squatting for about 35 minutes. That's why they're like crying and stuff, because they've flown from America and they've like got out within like hours and they don't even get to go to the dorm.
Why is it taking 45 minutes though? Or they do that on purpose?
Because they want the... want loads of people out because they've only got a certain number of beds, haven't they?
And did they did they tell you that beforehand it was going to be a long wait? Oh, so just let you go.
They didn't tell you how long. I remember after the first go, everyone's like, what the fuck? And because, right, no one wanted to be the first one out. So, like, for the first 2 freezes, it had probably been, like, an hour at this point, and everybody was, like, holding on by a thread. All of a sudden, one person just passes out and just smacks her head off the floor. Soon as the first person gives up, about 4 or 5 heads just smack off the floor.
Oh my God.
Like, you could just tell people's brains are just giving up, and nobody wanted to be the first person.
Mate, this sounds way more brutal.
Yeah,
than
no, it was. Rough. It was mad, and medics got called around 20 times during the show.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did you know the winner at all?
Like, no, but she did fuck me up. Well, she didn't really fuck me over. She was snaky towards us as well. But I hated her and I knew she won. So in the cookie challenge, she was on my team. I had a star and she gathered all the old people around and I was like, oh, like me and my friend were like, oh, can you help us? We were like young. And she just looked at us, dirty looked at us, took the old people and walked away from us.
No.
And I was like, you sneaky bitch, I hope your cookie snaps.
What
she ended up winning 4 million.
What cookie did you have in it?
Star.
Is that game actually hard?
Yeah, and the girl who was with me actually snapped hers and licked it back together and they never knew.
Oh, that's cold.
Oh, shit.
I rate that.
Yeah, because
so
they can't
much.
Keep eyes on every cookie, can they? So they had
a camera, but she has long hair, so she covered her plate and she was licking it and she stuck it back together. And I remember her hands put a shake and I was like, why? And she fucked off. Like, she didn't even tell me she was going. And then afterwards, she was like, oh, yeah, my cookie snapped. Oh,
fair enough.
You know, I rate that
fucking
fully.
Awesome.
Yeah, I do the exact same thing for 4 million. You've got to finesse it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I just fucked it up for a phone.
Well, yeah. No, I was thinking about it in there. So you said you had like a friend who was like a young person. Did you actually get, were there people in there that you got along with
really
well?
Yeah, so I think there's a common theme in the people that are talking and shit about me and their American accent, because no one in there who was British had a problem with me.
Americans don't
get it. It's a humor thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
they don't get it.
There's a group of British people and there was like 10 of us and we all got on fine.
Was it mainly Americans in there then? Yeah.
Yeah, as well. I'd say there's around 300 Americans. Out of 400.
Did they say why they did it in the UK then?
Because it was cheaper.
Well, surely just fuck off to Thailand or something and do it there.
I guess that's why Theo went and made that thing.
Oh yeah, they had like
all the people. Like them Hollywood like warehouses are like a bomb.
Yeah, that's true.
How long were you there for?
I was in there for around 2 weeks, but on TV it looks like I was there for like 2 days.
Yeah, no, it does. They made it look like that. Fuck. Yeah. How many people went out before you? I can't remember.
I was number 118, I think.
Oh, you did all right then. You did okay.
More than halfway.
It's all right.
Did anybody get into scraps in there?
No, I'd say me and Frat Boy were the closest.
Yeah, that was the closest. Yeah.
What, the one where you're on the stairs?
Yeah, stairs, yeah.
Oh, shit, man.
From what I know, anyway.
And where did you end up beating him?
Or no? He went out the day after me.
He
went out.
No.
I know. I was dying to get him out, to be fair. Yeah. Like, I just would have been so satisfied if he got
to
out.
Be fair, though, that rivalry made the show good. Yeah, like, without that, it just would.
I didn't think they were going to show it, to be fair, because like, from what you've seen, the cutout loads, that was way more like confrontational than what it showed.
Yeah, they really? have to dial
why
it all
did
back
it?
A bit.
Why did they have to dial it?
Nah, because there's just a line between.
Yeah, because he called me and I was like, your mum's a... She dropped
okay,
you.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah, and like they took us in the back, like, you can't say that about like.
Did they come in and chat to you?
Yeah, so he got told off for threatening me, and I got told off for calling his mum.
Right. What
sake. See, that's the sort of stuff they need to be.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. That's what people like. Like, I couldn't.
Oh,
believe...
you know what was mad when everyone nicked your food?
Yeah.
That was fucking insane. You
lay down as well compared to what actually happened. Like, after that, people came up to me crying and be like, I'm ashamed of myself. Like, on their hands and knees and that. And I was like, I hope they show this, but they cut out so much good shit. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. So was the food halal in there? Because I remember you saying, is this halal?
So the burger they gave me wasn't halal, but there's this girl saying she took my burger because it wasn't halal. That's not why she took it. She took it. She was desperate, mate. She took my burger with no remorse, mate. Then producers heard me say, is this halal? And the guy just looked at me like, what the fuck is halal? And then someone runs in and swaps my burger, but obviously they don't show that.
Get one in the end.
Yeah, I got a
halal. Oh, you were sorted. Right. You were sorted. Yeah.
And some American comes up to me while I'm eating that one burger after the whole tray gets nicked. She's like, why didn't you want to share your food with anyone? I was like, are you fucking dumb?
What,
you not just see me get swarmed by everyone. I had no choice. But they just all had an issue with me for no reason.
Fuck, man.
I don't know how I think I would... Just in those sort of situations, I'd struggle so much to keep.
I wonder what to do. Yeah.
Yeah,
the cameras are on as well, so you know anything you do
is all
is
watched,
just there.
Yeah.
And then at the time, you didn't know it was going to get manipulated that bad.
Yeah,
as well.
No, I didn't.
Did you get any stuff? Obviously, once it was all over, did you get people like hitting you up to do other stuff off the back of that? Because obviously, it was like one of their biggest shows they've ever done.
It was. I've been asked for stuff, but stuff that I wouldn't do.
Yeah,
okay. I feel like the only thing I'd actually want to do is Big Brother.
Oh, mate, you
be
would
good
be.
In that.
I fucking love Big Brother.
Or just one of them kind of shows like I'm a Celeb. Like
I do I'm a Celeb as well.
Where it does kick off.
Yeah.
That's where you shine.
Yeah.
The other thing that I saw when you were over, and I assume this is just from your trip now, was the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
And there's one bit that stands out, and it's the geezer crashing into everything. Was this, right? So this is the clip here. We got to roll this, right? So like you saw pulling it back. That is mad intentional.
You're
isn't
pulling it back.
I see you.
You are slightly pulling it back in it.
It was just a good chance.
That is insane. The fact that you think of these things.
He's hammered as well, to be fair, the bloke, isn't
it? Yeah, he got kicked out afterwards. I remember I was just stood there and I just heard, this is going to be a lawsuit. I looked up and he's like recording them and they're dragging him out.
No.
Oh, shit.
So
was he pissed at you, the guy?
No, because he didn't know that.
He was too bad.
He just probably thought it was himself.
Yeah, just thought you guys fell.
Which, I mean, it kind of was, but...
You were... I have to note that you snuck into so many things.
Yeah.
Like, and that is just... That's kind of what... At least the way I found out about you was just sneaking into stuff.
Yeah.
Golden Globes being the latest thing. How... Without ruining it for any future stuff that you obviously want to do, like, how? Like, these aren't just, like, sneaking into, like, small parties. Like, these are the biggest events.
So... People think like there's got to be a lot of planning or like thingy behind it, like. But honestly, the Golden Globes. I didn't know it was happening until I was on the day and someone texted me like, the Golden Globes is on tonight, and I obviously had a suit because I'd been in Vegas.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I knew the suit would come in handy. I put it on and I was like, fuck it, let's go. And things just honestly, if things just falling into place, like, got there, they've closed off the whole block around it, like. Couple of blocks are all monitored by police and there's a couple of security and they're like asking for people for credentials. I'm looking, they're giving this red card and it comes to me and they're like, oh, IDs. And I just pull out my wallet, get my driving license, act like I'm meant to be there. And the UK's driver's license is literally in the same format as the IDs for the Golden Globe.
No way.
So I just flash that and he's like, yeah, sound. And I go in.
Mate, what? See, in my head,
I've fallen into place.
And then towards like the venue, that's just to get through the block into the same area. At the venue, I literally just convinced him that I was British press. And then I was meant to go in the press trucks, you know, when they're like filming these trucks. And I just walked straight past the trucks and I got in straight from there.
Fuck.
Mate, so what? It's not like the credentials are just like not even a thing. Is that what you find with these? If you just have like the gift of the gab, like you just waffle on.
Yeah, like you can waffle you into it. But that's most of the times just waffling or waiting for the right opportunity. Like the Emmys, I literally had to like jump over a barrier, hide behind boxes and the police were there and like had to like sneak my way. And I find that bit the easiest rather than blagging it because of one little slip up.
And you're done.
Yeah. And over there, they just get you done for trespassing for nothing.
Yeah, but what do you do when you're in there? You just go and take a seat somewhere?
Yeah, I just take a seat, run around. Like, when you're in there, honestly, no one's going to come to you because who the fuck do you think you are speaking to me like that? Like, I'm meant to be here. Like, I'm famous. Do you know what I mean? So you just got to act like you're meant to be there.
Do you have like an alias that you go with once you're in there? Like, in case anyone asks you, or do you just say like, oh, this is me?
Yeah. Like if somebody went in there like, are you meant to be here? I'd be like, yeah, who do you think you are? Like, questioning whether I'm meant to be. I've been here for the last 5 years. Like, I had arguments with people in there and people complaining security about me and everything. They didn't like question who I was. They were just like, all right, just stay away from each other.
Just think you're like,
because there were snobby little in there.
Really?
Yeah, they were snobby as fuck.
What did they complain about? Just like about.
So there's this girl and she was like, she thought I was an actor at first. And then she started like proper like lynching onto me, like basically just be trying to be a clout chaser. I don't think she was anyone important, but she was just there. She must have just got a plus one invite. And then all I said, she was like asking me all this information when she thought I could benefit her. All I said was, oh, can you take a photo of me outside the Golden Globe sign? She said, no, sorry. And then walked off. So I was like, who the fuck do you think you are? And then her mate was like, excuse me. Like, I was like, mate, I'm talking to her, not you. And then they just went off at me. And then we had a massive argument over it. I was like, you're a stuck up bitch, mate. All I asked was for a photo. And then...
Was it this girl?
No, it wasn't her. I haven't posted them yet. I posted them on my Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, mate, I can't wait to see this stuff. It always is. You just end up in places, man. I do feel like, you know, there's certain people in life that you go through and just shit happens.
Yeah.
I feel like wherever you are, just shit happens.
Yeah, it does. It's nothing's ever planned. Like, it'll just be, I'll go out somewhere and something will be happening at that time. And it just like...
And you're just up for it. I feel like, have you ever seen the movie, is it Yes?
Yeah, well,
he just has to say yes to it. I feel like that's kind of your life as well.
And you're not afraid to get the phone out and just like, James Charles is walking there. What did you call him again?
You just James literally,
and it's not even sneaky. It's just like, yeah, right there. And what have you called him?
A nod. Brilliant.
Did he not? He didn't know what you meant, though, did he?
I don't think so.
Americans don't really get that word.
I don't think he did. I mean, I know he just like kind of walked off and I was shouting at him and just, he didn't really say anything.
Yeah. He probably, I'm not going to lie, he probably gets it a lot.
He probably thought you were a fan.
A fan.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, no, he would have thought I was a fan. Yeah.
Definitely.
Because I asked him for forward, didn't I?
Yeah. Have you ever had any ones that you haven't been able to get into? Or like ones that just straight up you've been defeated? Is that like a common thing?
Yeah, well, there was Hidden Hills, if you know what that is.
What?
It's where the Drake,
oh, what, like,
and all them.
Sorry, in LA, like the Hidden Hills.
Yeah,
oh,
Hidden
right.
Hills is like.
I just thought it was another word for Beverly Hills.
No, so is it not? Hidden Hills, obviously, it's like hidden. You've got this one here.
When you said this, I just thought you were talking about, it's just like Beverly Hills.
No, so Hidden Hills is like where like Kim, Kanye, Drake, all
it's
them.
It's Calabasas.
Right. And so it's a gated community.
Yeah, and it's like almost impossible. Even in the community, there's police just patrolling around. And if you're walking on foot, they'll stop you because
nobody's walking, yeah.
And so you tried to get in.
I tried to get in, pretend I was Zayn Malik. The guy believed I was Zayn Malik, but he rang Madonna and was like, Zayn Malik's here, and she was like, don't let him in.
Really?
Yeah.
Real.
Yeah, it's on in the video.
Oh my
god. So wait, you've gone up to him and said, oh, I'm here for Madonna.
All right, I see the way the shades are right now. That's proper like celebrity
shades.
Yeah, I was
like, dude, I'm Zayn Malik.
You've got the look for it.
And he was like, oh, the one who sings Pillow Talk. I was like, yeah, that's me. He's like, I listen to that song all the time.
Oh my god, and he's gone for it.
And he's bailed up Madonna.
Have you given him the American accent and everything?
Yeah, but then everyone was saying,
but he's English.
And then I realised that shit.
From Bradford.
He didn't know any better anywhere, did he?
Fuck's sake, man. That's brilliant. If you pulled that
so
off,
so what? And they would just say like, "Oh, spin it round." Like,
yeah. Well, they let me in, right? They opened the gates, like, "Oh, we'll just let you go in and do a U-turn." Normally, you have to turn back round, but he was like, "You can go through." So I literally entered the gates, but I had to turn round. I was so tempted just to put my foot down.
Were you on your own?
No, I was with some. So basically, another thing is we stole this car. This isn't a rental. This car.
Playing real life GTA.
So I borrowed it from a friend.
No, so I was staying in this hostel in LA because that's where like, all like the vibes are.
Yeah.
So I stayed in a hostel and I met this black guy in the hostel. And then we went to this rental company and they were like, "Oh, because you're not over 25, you can't rent a car this one age. Or you have to be a certain age and you have to pay a certain amount if you want to rent a car." So I was like, "Fuck that." So we went in at the car park and all the rental cars have the keys in them already.
No,
we wanted and we wanted a Mustang. I don't know if they all do, but we wanted this Mustang.
That's like a classic, isn't
it? Yeah, I wanted a Mustang, like one with a convertible, because I wanted the roof down. I was in LA, and we opened the Mustang door, and the keys are just in there, and the black guy's just sat in it, and he's like, "Shall I take it?" I was like, "Well, it's literally like God's telling us take it. Like, it's here in front of us. Like, we wanted it, and it's here. The keys are there. Like, why not?" And even when we left, there was a security woman. And she was like, "Oh, can I have your ID? Give the ID." And she was like, "All right, yeah, that's fine." And I was like, "Happy New Year." I said bye to her. And as soon as we went, she looked at the paper and looked back.
She realised that it was.
Do you know what I think happened? Someone was meant to get that car and they prepared it for them. And we had took it just before them.
Yeah.
Oh,
and they drived off, right? Movie. And I just remember her like going like this out the window. And she was like trying to stop us and we just drove off. No. So like we were driving around in this Mustang for like 4 days. But, like,
you got some balls.
That is crazy because you would have thought that they'd be there like calling up the police being like, "We've had a..."
I remember getting paranoid thinking like, if this is on police radar, like when I'm driving, like I'm going to be fucked.
But nothing happened.
Yeah, and most of the time I'd let him drive just in case. So I could be like, "Oh, I'm from the UK." Like, put on my British accent and be like, "I'm not from here. I don't know what's happened."
So wait, did you take the car back?
Yeah, so when we took the car back, I let him take it back. I mean, he just dropped it off outside and we went. Never heard back from it.
Well, at least you dropped it off then. I suppose
we didn't just leave it.
Yeah, you just borrowed... You borrowed it.
Yeah. So I want to go back to America. Do you know what I mean?
But sorry, no. You were in the middle before we went into the stolen car. You were telling us something about. You were just knocking around. So were you just with this guy for the entire time then?
Yeah, if I was with him for like 3 or 4 days, and he was just game for anything. But like, you'll find that in America, you find random.
So did you become his friend?
I speak to him now.
Oh, well,
but I remember when I was vlogging all like us stealing the car. He's like, "Dude, this is crazy. Why are you like, what is it called? In thinging yourself."
When incriminating yourself.
He's like, "Why are you incriminating yourself? Like, this is crazy." I was like, "Nah, it's fine. It's not going to go anywhere. Trust me."
Yeah, it's all over your fucking tits.
When I meet people, I don't tell them that I do TikTok and shit because I know they get paranoid that like it's going to backfire.
100%.
So like, he still doesn't know what I do. I've just got his number and I speak to him sometimes. But
that's brilliant, man.
You just dropped that stolen car thing like it was nothing as
well. Yeah, so I nicked this car and then we're just flying around.
No one knows that yet, but...
The Hidden Hills was one of the things that you couldn't...
Have you ever...
I know you said that usually, like, for example, in a lot of these things, it's quite spur of the moment, but like, obviously you have things like the Oscars and something like that, which I would say is almost like a level of, well, maybe actually the biggest award.
Is Oscars bigger than Grammys? It is.
I would say so.
Because when you go to these events, they give you goodie bags.
Like 30 grand goodie bags.
And then I got told that Golden Globes was like £500 and they were like slagging off and there was these music directors and they were like, "Oh yeah, Oscars is like 30 grand. Like, you get a 30 grand goodie bag and they give you all sorts." When is the Oscars?
Like, you've got to try and get
it. It's just happened.
Grammys just happened.
No, Grammys just happened. I swear Oscars are coming up. It's Oscar season.
Like March or something? When is Oscars?
February. I swear it's this month.
Oh, it might be this month, yeah. Oh, mate, that's your
spot. Are we still in the summer?
Oh, no.
10th of March.
There you go. You know what I'm surprised is because you have done this stuff and like, I'm sure you've seen some of his stuff, but Nico.
Yeah.
He's like he has done like a similar type of stuff to you, but he's had to like completely dial most of that back because his face was everywhere. And like he now can't even go to like most stadiums and stuff like that because they all have sheets and even cameras that pick it up.
Yeah.
Have you had that?
Yeah, no, in the UK, but do you know what, it's got to the point now though, like in the UK, if I want to like go somewhere and sneak in, the people who are like scanning the tickets normally recognize me and I'm just like, "Oh, like, can you just pretend you scanned it?" And most of them are just sound like, they're like 18, 19 year olds, aren't they? That they don't care too much about the job.
No, I sound that.
So like now it's not even like a thing of
a hindrance is better that you're not.
But like, Yeah, it is. Like, I know what you mean in terms of like once you put yourself out there doing that, like it is on you 24/7. People recognize you for it all the time.
Yeah. And yeah, well, at least that for him. Did you ever see his, is that one of my favorite YouTube videos and certainly my favorite one that he did, which was the KKK one.
That's the only one I've seen. I don't watch YouTube, yeah. But I saw that one.
Mate, that was everywhere. Like a genuine masterpiece. Have you ever thought, because I know you have your YouTube channel, I went on there, but you haven't really stuck at it.
No.
Is there a reason why? And do you have any like, desire you know what, though, to make that type of content?
I've never been one to like sit and plan, like sit at home and be like, right, today I'm going to plan filming this. Like, I just film whatever happens in my life. So YouTube, I felt like, well, because I did the Coachella thing, like I planned sneaking to Coachella. That's the one thing I did plan. And it was a really like mint experience, but like it was just, I remember while I was doing it, I was like, I didn't feel like I was actually enjoying it because I was talking to the camera the whole time.
Yeah. You were thinking of the video instead of the actual like, thing that you were doing.
I need to get this for the video instead of like, I just want to do this. Like when I film myself, I just film it on Snapchat and just leave it running and do whatever I want to do. But like when you vlog, you have to like hold it.
Yeah, it's a proper serious thing.
I didn't feel natural to me. Like I felt like I was forcing it. And I was like, fuck that. But
what about the IRL streaming? Like those guys.
Do you know what I would do?
Camera always on.
If somebody else had like a camera for me and I just could do whatever I want and someone was filming for me.
Yeah.
It's when I have to film myself.
You'd be good at that as well, man. Little camera guy following you around, sneaking into places.
Well,
when I was pissing about in LA, I remember I was downtown. I got caught up in like 5-6 different streams, just random people's streams.
Oh shit!
It's quite dystopian.
People started tagging me on TikTok and was like, "That's a TikTok guy." And I went on. And I was like, "No way!" Like everybody was like, "Streamers there."
Yeah, they fucking love it.
In the US, IRL streamers like a big thing.
Always scrapping in the streets.
Yeah, in LA, everyone's trying to make it, aren't they? So like,
it's like thirsty out there, though.
It's so desperate and clout chasing.
Yeah. What did you, how long were you in LA for?
I was in LA for around 3 weeks.
So do you, when you're out there, are you like messaging people to go and do stuff like other people, or are you literally just like fucking free
roaming?
Whatever
happens.
Yeah. Right.
Literally, so from Coachella, I don't know if you saw, but a random woman just gave me a car.
Yes.
Yeah. So that random woman's from LA. So when I went in LA, I messaged and she just let me stay in the house and everything for free in a random LA.
What the fuck?
Fuck, man.
And I was just staying with this random LA lady, like with her kids and everything. Like, and like, it was just in a proper suburban American house and
stuff. Was that Velma?
No, not Velma.
Was that
Velma's the one? Was like some shittle hostel, but this girl has like legit full on house.
Wow.
Oh my god.
And she let me use her car. I went to the Golden Globes in her family car, pulled up outside in like a big 7-seater.
And what? So when you get back, did you like tell her like, yeah, I just came from the Globes?
Yeah, like she's like, what are you doing? I just sent a photo of me and Billie Eilish. Because I'm obsessed with Billie Eilish. She's like, no fucking
way. No way.
Is it in the UK that just wouldn't happen? You wouldn't give anyone your car.
Yeah, but that's what I was saying. I was like, it's so much better over there because you can just get up to anything.
Yeah.
People are more willing to like, get involved with you and help you out.
You don't
in the UK, no one fucking speaks to you. Like, they don't care about what's going on. Like,
I was going to say, because as well, like, obviously with the YouTube thing, obviously that's a great way to make money. But how do you find, like, what is your main... So, because if you're needed to travel for all this, I mean, obviously you're staying in people's houses and using cars where you can, but like, how do you make enough money to go and do all this stuff?
Yeah, this is another thing. Like, I think people have got this idea of me having like loads of money. I did not have loads of money. Like, I'm from the slums, like Northeast Middlesbrough. Like, there's no money there.
Yeah.
Whatever money I get, I literally use it to travel to places. And when I travel there, I like finesse most of things. Like, I like won't pay for like public transport or anything like that.
Yeah.
I'll just get away with just like sneaking into places and stuff.
Yeah.
But like, I make enough money off TikTok's good money now. Have you seen that they've got?
Are you doing everything over a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, the TikTok thing's really like sorted me out now. Like, that's proper.
You ever get any videos where they like flag it and it doesn't make any money for dangerous content or whatever?
One of the Golden Globes one about you knocking down the thing, originally it was a minute long, and because it was a dangerous act, they didn't monetize it. So then I had
how many views is that? That is
10 mil.
Oh, now you're pissed.
I know.
That's a good amount.
But I've never really been motivated by money anyway, so it's never bothered me. Like,
I actually think one of the reasons probably why you keep getting into these situations is almost out of necessity.
Yeah, because like, you like, I got an Uber here because you're like, oh yeah, like get, we'll cover the Uber. Yeah. I'd get the tube. And all the shit goes down on the tube.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
True, man.
I felt bougie as fuck getting an Uber around London. I was looking out the window thinking, yes, I'm living life.
No, but you said to us as well, it's like, don't worry about the train, I'm in the toilet.
Yeah, like I hid in the toilet in the trains. Like that's what I mean. Like I don't, like everyone thinks I'm like some rich millionaire. I just don't spend money. That's what my content shows that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm never ever showing like how I literally posted videos like how to like jump like get the tube without paying and stuff.
Yeah. I think people probably just see the ones where you're in these big events.
So like when,
and then
yeah,
they just assume that you've been invited there, but you make it seem like the classic, oh, that didn't happen.
Yeah. Thing, you know? Yeah, that's what I mean. Like I'll pay for like the flight to get there, but everything else I'll finesse.
Wait, that's fucking brilliant.
Wait,
man.
One sec. I've not seen this. You linked up with Paul Breach. Like the actual Paul Breach.
Yeah, the Paul
not
Breach.
Not Theo Baker, but
legend in
Paul
the
Breach.
Game.
Oh my God. Can you play
He got angry at you.
Was he actually pissed at you?
I feel like you called him.
How did this happen in the first place? Because I haven't really seen...
this is funny, man. This
is on TikTok.
Funny.
They're doing landscape videos.
Are you at his gap?
No, this is Margoff.
Oh, wait, I need my headset.
So I did a stream, like you said about stream, and then Kick removed it. So you know Kick's meant to be all like you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Someone, this is how corrupt they are. Someone who worked on the Kick team had a problem with Paul Breach. So they secretly deleted the video. And once you've deleted the video, you can't get it back. So then my manager, who like has contacts with Kick, was like, what the fuck's happened?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, they're all like arguing in this like Kick group chat saying, oh, he deleted the video without anyone's permission. And it was basically because the guy just didn't like Paul Breach. So then I never went on Kick again. I was like, fuck that. But that guy's been sacked now. He used to work for Kick and he ended up deleting that video, the whole stream.
That's so weird.
The audio wasn't working properly. What happened to the studio?
I'll play the clip. I didn't have it
on. This is like at the end of the stream where he thinks the camera's gone off.
Oh my
and
God.
And he's like, sat saying like,
let me listen.
I need to hear this. Pull this up, Prod. Please play.
I can't leave these landscape videos now.
Yeah, I know. And they do really well as well.
Do they?
Yeah, like it's a big thing.
I get it.
But you were fine during the stream.
What was he like? What was he like in person? Like, is he the same off camera?
Yeah, Joe, you know, he's exactly the same. But I don't know what perception people have him. I always found him funny. Like, I just thought funny in person. Like, he's just as like the same. He's like has all these like, weird mannerisms and that. But he was like sound. He wasn't doing anything weird or like. Do you know, people have got this like thingy about him being like a creepy nonsense.
Yeah.
He wasn't like that. He was just normal. Like he's just a creep. Like I don't know. I just think
he's just odd, isn't he? Like,
yeah,
that's just what
weird.
It is. Yeah, he's just odd.
I think he's funny. Like he just is a bit weird, though. That's all.
So what? I couldn't really hear it properly, but what was he saying here to you?
Basically, he came on the stream to try and like clear his name about him being like,
oh no, wrong stream.
Imagine, I can't be. Oh, you know what? I need to clear my name. Let me jump on
this
stream.
This is the guy to do it.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I haven't heard from him since, to be fair. He never spoke to me again. But he came on the stream thinking he was going to like clear his name stuff. Yeah. He ended up getting like a lap dance by Alexis Reed in a schoolgirl outfit.
Oh my.
Took a cream pie to the face. And
Look
at him. Actually, there's not that deal there.
That's wild. Did you just hit him up and say, hey, do you want to come and film this?
Yeah. I'm doing Kick streams where I'm gonna get people on, like just like chilling my
right.
It's not gonna be no like serious podcast or whatever.
No.
But then he like obviously was like, oh yeah, I want to have my sir, and then he came on there. I had fun. I don't know about him, but
well, I'm judging by the end of that, I'm not sure he was
I asked him about like the whole nonsense stuff and shit. It is a bit weird, like the whole do you know what it is, what's happened?
No, I remember seeing it all over TikTok at the time. It was a while back now, though.
Yeah, that he got like a 16 year
pregnant. Yeah,
but it was like 17 years ago.
But is that true?
Yeah, so it is true. But
okay,
how old was he?
I think that's what I think. I think he was like 27 or something.
Oh,
wait, so how old is he now?
Like 30 odd, 40
okay,
maybe.
Yeah,
but that girl, the girl who was pregnant is about 30 odd. But everyone like harasses this girl now. Who was fine with it and her family were fine with it, which doesn't make it any better, like, but
no,
yeah, they just don't let this shit drop.
Fair enough.
When you put yourself out in that sort of like space and he's doing what he's doing, like, let's be honest, he's like thirst trapping,
yeah,
like, right, he's thirst trapping to some just weird people. Like that side of TikTok is just weird because yeah. he genuinely has fans though.
No, he does. Like, he has a lot of fans.
Wait,
does.
Really? What? Yeah. What kind of?
Like it's not like we obviously know Paul Breach as the meme Paul Breach, but you got to remember the reason why he got there was because he had genuine fans.
Yeah, but like no
that were tuning in every day to watch.
No offense to him, but it's like what does he do? Like I can't imagine someone being like at school or college, work, whatever, and be like oh, I'm getting home tonight for that Paul Breach.
He's always on live.
I'm dialed in.
Is that what he is? He's just a live streamer.
He's always on live, and I think he's just that like fucking weird that everyone's like just so intrigued by how weird this guy is. But yeah, he was a proper after the scare, like after the stream, that like, he was gonna go like kill himself. I was just hoping that he was gonna at least wait a couple of months so that like, he didn't
let that
me.
let that blow down. Yeah,
they blame the stream, but I think enough time has gone past now.
Do you like doing stuff with other creators or people? Because a lot of the stuff I see on your TikTok usually is you out by yourself doing
so
stuff.
So majority of the time, no. Most of the time when I link up with these like people who are influencers on TikTok, they're not the same in real life. Or they're not the same off camera.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, you think, find that?
Yeah, like, a lot of it's just for the camera or like it's just like forcing it.
Yeah.
When they see you in person, they never really say anything to you.
Yeah, or like if I see someone who's on, like who I like on TikTok, and I met them and they're just not the same. I'm like,
it ruins it for you.
Yeah, I'm like, oh shit, it's just all on the camera.
Shit, man.
Tell you what though, everyone who I've met, the one person who I thought I would hate, he was exactly the same as Max Balegdi.
Really? I have met him.
He's like the only one who I've met who's actually like the same in real life. He's like funny as well, but I thought when I watched his videos, I'd hate him.
Oh, so you got on with him?
Yeah, I got him on with him
really
well.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I think he is very much one of those people like it is the same.
Yeah, he is exactly the same.
Because you were on this, we've spoken about this actually on the podcast before, this Flight From Hell. Like we've spoken out. About
that,
this.
That was a trip where I met them all.
Where you, because I thought, I'm not going to lie, when I saw you on there, I thought, this is going to go one of two ways here. Either it's going to be him versus everyone else, or he's going to get along with a few people and wreak.
Was it Flight From Hell? Did you cause it?
So have you seen this before?
No, I don't think I have.
So this is the one where it's like an easy jet flight, and it turns into like a rave, right?
Yeah.
And then the news started picking it up. I remember seeing this. And what was the brand?
Spotify,
that was, oh my god, yeah, oh, that was it. Shit. And I just remember thinking, Spotify are having a fucking nightmare.
So you lot were getting flown somewhere?
A holiday, okay, yeah.
Okay, it was
a mint. What was the trip like?
It was really good. It was sick, apart from like most of the people not being the same in real life.
Was this on the way there or the way back?
There. On the way there.
Oh, fucking, it was still all went ahead. Fine. Yeah.
So like when, no, so Spotify, like, they So when I got there, right, they were like, oh yeah, that was funny as fuck on the plane. They saw all the videos. They're like, oh yeah, that was sick, that was so funny. Soon as it got put in the press, they switched up like crazy.
Ah, shit.
Did they message you after that, like, yeah, can you take this down, like, all that sort of stuff?
But it was mainly because Dami posted it, and he's been on Love Island, and Love Island's at like press frenzy.
Yeah,
so because he posted it, it just went everywhere, and they asked him to take the video down. But
I was thinking, if that was me on that plane, right? And so like, let's say, obviously I'm not part of this group and I'm just going Ibiza for like my own holiday. And you know that you could go there for like the peaceful ones, and you've ended up on this flight. I swear to God, I'd have overdosed on there. I don't think I could have hacked it. It looked
mental. It was
mental.
Funny though, you could tell which like of the influencers sat there like scared of being canceled and didn't want anything to do with it.
So what's going on? Are people just getting hammered and partying? Yeah,
there was like people
mid-flight.
In the air, there was people making out with the flight attendants, like grabbing them up. Like, the flight attendants were loving it.
Really?
Yeah, like
to be fair, they must have. It's something different.
Yeah, it was mad. Like, I was crowd surfing. Like, this girl was whining it back on me. Like, it was sick. Him.
Who is that?
Some random guy.
Oh, so he wasn't even part of the Spotify
trip.
So
the only people from the trip that were partying that was paid to go, that was me.
Oh really? Everyone else was random people.
Yeah, everyone else's party was random, but like all the other influencers, like all these sat down.
Oh,
okay,
like,
here we go.
I think they were just scared, like it was going to backfire. Obviously, I was wearing Spotify bib there, and that kind of fucked me up.
And you don't drink, do you? Well, so you're just literally doing this
sober.
Oh man.
I can't believe it, man. I remember seeing this just thinking, this is absolutely mental. And I'm not going to lie, part of me was thinking, I'd actually be shook about like the plane moving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That might sound stupid, yeah, but like everyone jumping around, I'd be shitting my bricks, so I'd need to drink.
Yeah, and these lot are just chilling, like, yeah, I'm staying out.
Did you see that video of that bloke fucking that girl on the flight and someone opens the door?
Yeah.
That was one of them Ibiza flights as well, I think.
Yeah, the Ibiza flights are mad.
I love seeing stuff like that, man. Like, Have you seen? Do you know about French Snapchat?
Yeah.
The meme.
I went there for the riots and I got tear gas poisoned by the police.
When do the stories end? Like, yeah. Something for everyone.
This was just the how long ago? Well, they're always rioting.
When they were letting like the lions and the rhinos out the zoo and they were just walking the streets. So I went there that time. And then like I was in Paris and I ended up getting like tear gas poisoned. I was like throwing up all over the public transport and shit.
Shit.
It was really bad. They don't give a shit. Even if you're not involved, if you're in that area, they'll fuck you up.
They're savage.
Did they hit you and shit? Or did you manage?
They didn't hit me. They hit a couple of people, mainly the black people, because, like, yeah.
Have you had bad run-ins with police in any of your stuff? Obviously, you had the bit.
America, I did loads, like, especially Chicago. The police, like.
Really?
Yeah, they're on it. Like, obviously, Chicago's like the most murderous state.
Of course.
Was it a bit of a hole?
Yeah, like, every day there was a shooting in Chicago when I was a. Like the tram stop would be closed because someone had been found dead shot in the tram stop.
Oh shit.
I went to Old Block, which is like the most dangerous street in the world.
Yeah.
America.
And what was that like?
Do you know what? The people, like the gangsters, as they call them, they were sound as fuck with me, but it was the police that were like to me.
Really?
Yeah, like the policeman was like, "You're from the UK, you better get your ass out of here." Like square up to me, like getting proper angry, couldn't control himself. His like supervisor had to come and like take him in the back. And I was,
wait, what? That sounds nuts.
Yeah, it's mad. Like, police patrol, like, even the blocks. Like, so, have you seen on Top Boy when they live in blocks like that? I was like, that's it, innit?
Oh, is that?
That's an old block.
Yeah. So, like, the police just, like, literally patrol there because they all have these gang fights and shoot each other. But every time I spoke to like, a gang member, they were sound as fuck. I was asking them all sorts.
And are you filming it when you're doing that?
No, like, so because I can imagine when I went there, sketchy. I was walking down towards O Block and like everybody was staring at me weird and I was like, what the fuck? So I went to this guy, I was like, do I look like I don't belong here? And he's like, you look too good to be from here. I had like jeans and a jacket on. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, well, I'm trying to go O Block. I've heard it's a good tourist attraction. And he was like, fuck no. He had one eye. He went, you see this? He was like, I was sat at a bus stop and someone came and shot him in the eye for no reason.
What?
I recorded that though and he kept seeing me my phone out, he went, don't keep your phone out like that. As soon as they see that, like they'll
nick it. Oh man.
Or they'll think like you're undercover or something. Like, yeah. So I made sure not to get my phone out when I was speaking to them. But I had it out for like for the police and stuff like that because obviously
mate, yeah. Like I mean, yeah, those are the
police hold themselves back a bit. Yeah.
It must be shit coming back to the UK though, because the content cannot be as good here.
No, it's not. That's why I went there, because I was like, I'm sick of like in the UK everyone. Every time I did something, everyone was like, oh, you're that guy. Like, it wouldn't be normal anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Everyone
like
knows you. They know that you're winding up and they just ignore it.
Yeah. So it's not the same anymore.
Have you seen how fucked Philadelphia is at the moment?
Like, with the
drug addicts.
The zombies, yeah.
You should go there.
Philadelphia. Is that
what, it's just all
near California?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like some massive epidemic there. Like.
Yeah, well, I forget the drug, but it's like supposedly like sweeping. That Tyler Oliveira, I think, has done a video on that one.
Oh, I know it. Yeah. Opioids.
Fentanyl.
Opioids.
Yeah, it's more than that. But yeah, anyways, it's mad there. That place is fucked. Is there any places on your list that you're trying to get out to? Obviously, you mentioned Thailand.
I want to go Australia.
Oh,
shit,
man.
You'd like it there, man.
I like want to ride a kangaroo and shit. Like. Yeah,
we went over to Australia. By the way, the kangaroos, they're like confident as fuck. Like, they'll rock up
like
to you.
Square
yeah, they will yeah, square yeah. up to you.
They're jacked as well. We did a podcast
they're
just walking through the middle. Like just in a caravan.
If you got punched by one, would it hurt?
Yes.
Mate, no, I'm not even joking. So we did a tour over there and we were road tripping down Brisbane down to Sydney and we stopped off in like a caravan park and we were there like, oh, there's kangaroos here. This is perfect. Like, let's sit down. We'll just do a podcast in these camping chairs. And so we started doing it in the middle of it. Like there's like normal size one comes knocking around and we're there like, oh, okay. So like, we're a little careful. These like their claws are like, if that got into you, you'd be fucked, right?
Did they have nails as well?
Yeah. They're serious. Right, and then this we wait like 1 minute and then like the big fucking daddy hops along
like was on
and
steroids.
I swear to God it looks so ripped, and at this point we just got up and got in the van. We were there like, no, we cannot square up to this thing.
You lot ran inside.
Yeah, you stayed out actually. I was a little randomly. Bitch just peeking through.
I've seen the one where the kangaroo's got someone's dog in a headlock and the guy starts
he chins the kangaroo to be fair. Yeah, this is...
Wait, is this it?
No, this is...
This is when he kills a chicken.
No, it's still the same incident.
Oh, yeah. What, you've vlogged this?
Yeah, we did a daily vlogs when we were out there. Mate, honestly, you've got to go out there. It's such a good time.
Is this what you do mainly, YouTube?
Yeah. And this podcast, YouTube and this podcast.
Yeah.
But it's good because so for the podcast, fun. We could just go.
What did you do on YouTube?
It changes. Like, for example, this week I'm off to Oman to go and like survive in the desert for like 50 hours and just shit like that. But it's a bit more, it's not as much like running, you know, how you just like mine's planned.
Planned, yeah.
Everything. So this is
it. I feel like it has to do with YouTube though.
Yeah. Right, this is the little guy right here.
But the big guy comes around in a minute.
Oh, wait, find it.
Here he is. Look, is this him?
Yeah, this is. Look at him, bro.
Look at them arms. That slow crawl as well.
Do they ever stand up?
Yeah. They like.
Man, that doesn't even look like a real creature.
Yeah, it's fucking
as if they exist.
So, yeah.
I got to go to Australia. But yeah. I feel like I'd want to go too close to the lakes and stuff and see a crocodile and like I'd get snatched.
Yeah, it's a bit mad out there, the creatures.
Did you ever see the crocodiles? There's loads there, isn't it?
No, we didn't see any crocodiles.
You weren't in crocodile territory.
I don't think we went to like a swampy bit.
Because what it is, you have like, I could be wrong here, I'm waffling, but I know for a fact like the west coast of Australia is where like all the crazy animals are. The ones that you're talking like, there's crocs in just chilling in your garden and stuff like that. Whereas the east, and it's particularly the time of year that we went, they were saying, oh, it's not like snake season yet.
Yeah, I didn't even see any bad spiders or anything.
Didn't see a single spider or a single snake in our whole time there.
Yeah,
two and a half weeks.
Really surprised about.
Yeah.
But we were also told the time of year wasn't great. But yeah man, you got to get yourself out to Australia. I think you'd have a lot of fun out there, man.
Isn't it a 24-hour flight?
It is long.
It's long. Yeah, it's something like that.
20 hours. But the people are like, it's a bit like the UK, the people anyway over there. So they'll have a lot of fun with those guys. Yeah.
And I think it would be like if you were starting off in the UK now, in the sense that it's similar humor, but I don't think people would recognize you as much.
No, but I've been told that like a lot of Australians know about my shit, and I went my stats and like 15% of my followers are from Australia.
Okay, then maybe you would. Yeah,
second audience is Australia as well. Yeah.
So when we went out there,
it was the squad win.
Yeah, that was carded.
That was fucking mental.
Yeah. It was, to be fair, I say that, but even when we were out there, like there's a lot of that crossover fan because it's the same humor. So they
and they don't have many famous people there, do they?
No, because it's a 24-hour flight, no one can be arsed.
Yeah. So when they get someone over there, they're really gassed over, like, thank you for coming, blah, blah, blah.
And everyone's so kind out there as well.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's a big Australian event. What's that Australia's big event? Like, oh, they have the AFL, is it called AFL? Aussie football rules. It's like their version of like the Champions League final, and
the whole
country shuts down for it.
Really?
Yeah. I love it.
Like Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's a Super Bowl. It's exactly like that. And I remember going over there, and it's all anybody would talk about. We were going over there at a similar time, and they kept going, oh, are you going to the game? And
my one regret is not sneaking in the Super Bowl for Rihanna.
What's that?
When she performed.
Yeah.
When was that?
Yeah.
I don't really watch.
Last Super Bowl was Rihanna's.
And it's Usher this year, I think, is doing this year's Super Bowl. Yeah, man, Rihanna would have been fucking
Rihanna's my celebrity crush.
Really?
Yeah.
Through and through, mate. She's having like her third child with ASAP Rocky now or something.
Congrats. Congrats to her.
Congrats.
No, man, I do think you have to do this. I think you'd be perfect for the streaming shit, you know. I feel like that's the one thing you would really.
But it's like, if you had someone who was filming me all the time.
Yeah, you wouldn't be the one holding the camera.
Have you seen the new Ray-Bans?
Apple Vision.
Yeah.
Where you can stream from it.
Yeah.
That would be sick as well.
They're mad expensive though, aren't they?
Like, yeah, they're like $5,000, but fuck it. Like, if you make it back. Yeah, you would make it back through streaming.
No, but are you on about the ones that everyone's using up? I'm sure they invented like glasses where you switch on the
Meta glasses or something.
Ones.
They're cheap,
aren't they? I'm sure they're only like £300.
Yeah. Press a button and it just goes live.
It streams what you can see.
I remember Snapchat made some.
Yes, the Snapchat glasses as well. I saw those ones.
Here you are.
Yeah, those would be good, but you need to see yourself as well. So you'd need a little.
People want to see you as well. Yeah.
That's a small kid that you can't see him often.
Yeah, direct to Instagram.
Yeah, look at that, man. That is so subtle, you know.
That's fucking mad. No one would ever know you were filming.
Yeah.
Have you seen Jack Doherty? Do you know who he is? He's the American white kid that's just.
So what he does is he knocks about, but he has a big bodyguard that goes around with him.
Yeah.
And he just starts fights with people, but then his bodyguard just steps in.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's unbearable.
He's so annoying. And he gets cocky as fuck to everyone because
he's got a massive fella behind him.
Why isn't he like a YouTuber?
No, he's one of them streamers where they follow him around and do that. But yeah, it bangs for him.
He needs knocking
but
out.
But I didn't realise, do you remember that mad viral clip of Logan Paul, Mike, and I think it was George at the time? They were interviewing some little kid who was in the crowd of their event. This, yeah. And they're like, how much money do you make, kid? And he's like, oh, I've got enough to buy a house. And they're like, fucking fair play. All give him a round of applause. It turns out to be this little fuck. Yeah. Like, exactly
he
that.
He grew up to
mental.
Be this Jack Doherty fella. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's poor. Who else is there? Oh, mate, Sam Pepper's still knocking about there, man.
You know, from the UK.
Yeah, but he lives out there and he does this live streaming thing. It's him. There's another guy called Ice Poseidon.
Yeah.
Heard of him.
Yeah, and these two guys, what they do is they just wear like this streaming backpack and they just run around all day.
They make a lot of money as well because they kind of just do similar shit.
82K followers.
It's pretty like incel shit, though.
I've seen this guy, but I thought he wasn't smashing it.
I don't know if
he goes in and out like when he appears in people's stuff. He just finds himself in like certain situations. But I don't know. He got ostracized from the UK.
Says he's in Argentina.
Nobody, everyone in the UK turned on him, and so he went over to the US. And
there was some dodgy like sexual stuff, wasn't there?
Yeah,
sure. He's always got some mad shit. To be fair,
maybe Paul Breach needs to join him.
Bro, oh mate, Paul Breach takes on LA. I'm here for that.
Well, he's in Argentina.
Who?
Sam Pepper.
He's cutting about all over the world.
Yeah. But yeah, you got Australia. Any other spots there? To be fair, you could tie it in and do a bit of a thing. Go Thailand, Australia, save a bit of peas on the flight.
You probably end up getting it.
I want to go Brazil as well.
Oh, like
dangerous or no?
Nah, but you're gonna go to the O block. He's gonna go straight to the favelas from the plane.
I would have thought Mexico was the worst one to go to.
No,
I want to go like the proper like hood places where like people grew up with like their childhood there, not like the tourist places.
Shit, man.
Let's look.
I went to Brazil. I went to Rio, and in the taxi from the airport, I was heading to a festival, and I wheeled down the window just to get some fresh air. It was boiling in this taxi. I wheeled it down and the taxi driver started bugging out. He's like, put the window back up like that, like panicking. I'm there like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And he goes, round here, like, you do not put your window down at all. And then they're like, fucking hell, mate, like, where am I? And then obviously we were going through the favelas. I didn't fucking realize, like an idiot. So yeah, I think you're right. That would be another, like, that would be a good place to go.
Genuinely,
yeah.
If you employed someone and like made videos like this, going to the most dangerous place in the world, they just fly on YouTube. You make so much money.
Yeah. Honestly. But it's just whether you want to have that person there with you the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would change.
Probably men are annoying as well.
Yeah. You need it to be someone you like, maybe one of your boys or something.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Kurt Kaz? He does that. He goes to the most dangerous hoods and he just doesn't give a fuck. He'll go there, find like some Argentinian girl and chill with her for 3 weeks and just walk around.
Yeah, because I don't think it's as bad as people make out.
Yeah, most of the time you're probably right, yeah.
People just too scared to go there, innit?
Yeah, yeah. Just by that chance that something happens to them.
But the thing is, I feel like with you, if it does happen to you, instead of most people, they're like, oh no, you're there like, yes,
yeah.
Here we go. I'm getting the content. Yeah, I don't know. I think Brazil, I'm trying to think, what else are known as like the most dangerous places on the planet?
That's what I'm trying to look up. North Sentinel Island.
Yeah.
Oh, is that where the people eat each other?
Yeah.
That's the one where, you can't go to there. It's like illegal, isn't it?
What about like Ukraine?
What Ukraine right now, 100%. Just cycle in there.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? They're not going
to imagine rocking up to the beach. And
yeah, I wouldn't go there.
Cycle in to Ukraine.
Why not? Why not, bro? It's the least threatening mode of transport. Like, has anyone actually been? Actually, to be fair, in London, there's a bunch.
If you cycled in with the full cycling club on, they probably just would be like, "Oh, he's lost."
Yeah. But Ukraine would be terrible. Israel right now is not a nice
Israel,
spot.
Fuck that.
No, oh mate,
you all got an offer.
Yeah, you can,
but I feel like you get in trouble because they actually are.
You would do some dumb shit.
I think
there.
Somebody got arrested for stealing a poster.
There's that American kid.
Yeah,
and he got like disabled,
turned into a vegetable.
He died.
He's dead.
His name was like Wombo.
I remember you telling the story before.
Oh yeah, Otto. But you can go. So we actually had a guy on the podcast, Simon Wilson, and he told us a story about him going to North Korea. And so you can do it, and it's with like, you got to do it like through a tourist thingy, and when you get over there, like you're assigned a guide, and this guide keeps an eye on you, and you only see shit that you are supposed to see.
They don't let you
see, and they don't really see you. But then you go and you stay in these hotels, that you eat the food that they give you, like it is what it is. But at the same time, he was allowed to film. It wasn't like he wasn't allowed to film.
Just what they wanted him.
It was just kind of what you wanted, and you just had to be, it weren't like you could just fucking run off. And I don't know. I just feel like in a lot of other places, in the places with no rules, you could go and do that and you're at your own risk. But
that guy that's like a veggie now was so unlucky though, because he was about to set off, wasn't he?
What about leave? He's dead then.
Yeah, but like he was about to like leave the country and then they just got on the plane.
Oh, you say so unlucky?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
the conspiracy yeah, behind it though. Well, they basically fucked him before he got the plane home so that he didn't die on their soil, essentially.
So what, they poisoned him or something?
Yeah, that's the conspiracy.
He couldn't speak.
Yeah, and then they got it, and then they were there like, nah, we gave him back to you in good condition, but when he died, he passed away. And the whole story, I read an entire article on it, but there's so many conspiracies about like what actually happened and the fact that he was actually used as a pawn against like the US and like, oh mate, it got so deep. I was in this proper rabbit hole and it was really interesting. But I still want to go to North Korea though. I actually do want to do it.
That I think I might do it as well because I've like got this lump on my neck and it might be cancer. So like,
that's a shocking bit.
That's
of
two
news
guests in a row.
Yeah, two guests that have come on here and said that.
Cancer's like in fashion right now. Even like the royal family are repping it.
Yeah.
Are you actually worried it might be cancer?
Well, look, it's been there for weeks. And I don't know what else. It could
I tell you what, actually, it's a bit of a lump. Oh fuck, no, yeah.
It's like a cancerous lump, that, innit? And I've got a...
Oh, don't say that.
Nah, no.
So I've got to like live my life to the fullest, do you know what I mean? Yeah. I can't hold back.
Have you gone doctors?
Have you gone doctors?
Yeah, and they're doing is it CT scan?
Yeah, something like that.
He said it normally is swollen lymph nodes, but it doesn't look like that, so...
Oh fuck.
My fingers crossed.
Prayers up for you.
I mean, I hope it's not like, but you never know.
If it is, then all I'm saying is everybody needs to follow up the TikTok because it's going to go crazy for the last fucking... couple of years.
Shit, man.
But yeah, man, look, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on here, bro.
Thanks for coming, man. You delivered. I knew you were gonna have a fucking mad story.
Yeah. Obviously people can check you out over on TikTok. Like you said, Thailand, Australia, and well, Mexico, Brazil. Those are next on the
if
list.
I'm not dead by then, yeah.
You mentioned that you had a couple things that you were posting that you haven't posted yet because everything's on a delay. What is it that's coming out?
So my next one is sneaking into the Emmys.
Yeah.
I've got there's a couple of shit. I went to Skid Row as well. That's like one of the most dangerous places in LA.
Yeah. I've seen that.
Someone pulled a gun out of me on there.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on. Brother. Just for
being there. Like I'm literally filming myself, right? And he comes up behind me and I just get shoved. And I turn around and there's the guy and he goes, "The fuck are you doing around my area?" All this and that. I was like, "What the fuck are you on about?" And he just pulls out his back pocket gun and I literally just run. I'm like, "Oh shit," and I just run. And then nothing happens.
Oh shit, man.
But I think a lot of them just pull it out.
Just because they've
got it. But then in Skid Row, they've got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
He probably ain't even getting caught. They probably
didn't get caught.
Another Skid Row
that's
death.
The thing. America's too big for them. People get away with murder.
Would you say that's like the most dangerous spot you've been in?
Yeah, I would say that's, but I would say the people not a fuck with the most are Texas.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
They're loopy then.
What, like?
Really? Like, they'll pull out their shotgun.
When I think of Texas, I think just cowboys and stuff. Though.
Yeah,
like, so that's... Is that what you're...
No, I think of, like...
I was there, like... I was I went to... I saw a hillbilly. I was at, like, a lake, and there was this hillbilly there, and he pulled out his shotgun on me and everything.
Yeah, bro, I was ready to send you to the shadow realm.
But yeah, they're the worst, like the Texas, because they can just call self-defense and get away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the laws down there are so relaxed.
It's different. They're building their own wall.
And they all fucking know the sheriff and shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what I always see in Texas is like the craziest stickers on the back of things.
Yeah, they
like, and they'll just be like openly racist on the back of cars.
100%.
Build that wall.
But yeah, no, thank you very much for coming on. Look, really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure.
This podcast has absolutely delivered and more. So I can't wait to watch this back and I'll keep an eye on some of the crazy shit you get up to, man. Appreciate it. Chip, let them know what they need to do.
I got a motivational quote.
Yeah.
Someone sent me this one. I really wanted to read it out on the pod. Okay.
You got any motivational quotes? They don't have to be serious.
Motivational quotes.
It always puts everyone on the spot.
I know.
I'll drop you mine.
All right. What's this for?
No.
Health awareness or something?
No.
Only when the mosquito lands on your testicles do you truly learn to solve problems without violence.
I like that. I see what they're getting at there. That's a deeper one.
You're not going to smack your own fucking balls, are you?
You got one? If you don't have one, no guest has ever had one.
I'll just say, fuck the rich, fuck the Tories. Remember, you don't have to pay for anything. And Rishi Sunak, go fuck yourself.
That is inspirational. Thank you guys very much for listening and watching. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button. Check out all the links down below. And follow up his TikTok. It's going to be an absolute gold mine, I promise you. I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.